Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guests on this weekend show are Marshall Hatley, Caitlin Fisher, and Hannah Doty. They're census engagement coordinators through the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Marshall.
Thank you.
Marshall, we're here today as our topic of conversation to talk about the 2020 census that is, I guess we can say, underway now, sort of officially, but more will be happening in the coming days. And let's just talk a little bit about the importance of the 2020 census, especially for Maricopa County or area residents and things like that. Why is it so important?
So it's important because the census gets an accurate count of the populations in our communities, and the census is used by all levels of government to figure out how much funding public resources should receive, like libraries. Libraries get funding based on population of the town. So, of course, if some people don't get counted, the libraries are underfunded. Same with roads, things like roads. When the county pays for certain roads, they take population into account, especially out in rural areas. And Maricopa and Montgomery are very rural. And hospitals, too. Hospitals and clinics get funding based on population. So do schools. So if we don't get an accurate count, or if we get undercounted, if a lot of households don't respond, then things like schools and hospitals and roads won't get the funding that they really need. And congressional representation, too. Populations migrate and populations change. So representation in the state and federal, the General Assembly and the United States Congress, that is affected by changes in population, which is measured through the census.
Let's just talk a minute sort of overall, like why is the health department and are you and your other fellow workers involved in helping with this 2000 census taking?
Mm-hmm. So the Maricopa County Public Health Department is a subgrantee. We received a grant to pay for us and pay for the work we're doing through the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association. And they, the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association, got a grant from the state that was granted by Governor Pritzker. So the reason the health department in particular got this money is because, well, we're going to serve Maricopa and Montgomery counties. We're reaching out to those two counties in regards to the census because many communities in Maricopa and Montgomery counties in the last census in 2010 were undercounted. A lot of, especially small communities around here, only maybe a couple hundred people, have low response rates and are very hard to get an accurate count of. So we're really hoping to get a better count of those communities around here this year. And that's why we got this grant.
And to aid in this count, we'll be getting to it with Caitlin, sort of how you can fill out the census and things like that. But aid in this count, people who don't really want to fill it out and stuff like that, they might get a visit and things like that, too, to make sure there is an accurate count, right?
Right.
All right. We will visit now with Caitlin, sort of talking about the specifics of filling out the 2020 census. Caitlin, we're going to discuss sort of the specifics of what is going on with the 2020 information and how one fills it out. And now, most everybody will be seeing or has already seen an invitation to fill out their information for the census. But if you would, tell us a little bit about how do you fill out your information concerning the census.
So you can respond by phone, mail, or online. This typically takes about 10 to 15 minutes to respond. Any data that you enter will be confidential and cannot be used by law enforcement or any other government agency.
As far as filling out the census, as you said, phone, mail, online, can you talk just a little bit about how long it takes and sort of what questions you would answer, just general questions or things like that are on the actual census?
So it will ask general information, who is in the house, race, ethnic background, age, just the general information per person.
And how long do you have to do this as far as, we'll say, the phone, mail, or online, I guess you would call it the voluntary part of giving your information for the census?
Since everyone will be receiving the invitation starting March 12th, you can start responding by online as you receive it. And so it does take about 10 to 15 minutes to respond. We encourage everyone to fill it out as they get it, but especially before May 1st.
And then we will be talking to Hannah, I guess, a little bit about if you don't respond by May 1st, then there's some other things that will happen. Now, Hannah, if someone doesn't have the time or they forget or for whatever reason they do not get in their information for the census by about May 1st, what sort of happens then? I guess there's like visits or people will try to contact you?
Yes. So starting May 1st, for those who have not yet responded, the Census Bureau employees will actually start to knock on the doors of those people, and they will come to your house a total of 6 times, actually, before they stop. So we encourage you to fill it out before May 1st so that no one does knock on your door 6 times. And then again, after that 6th time that they knock, they will start bothering your neighbors to get your information as well. So we really encourage you to complete it by that May 1st date.
When someone comes to a door, if that happens, how are they marked? You know, like utility companies, people have a badge or something. Mm-hmm. How will they know that you're a census worker if you do have to go to their home?
So these employees for the Census Bureau will be addressed professionally. They will have a government-issued badge for the census that you can ask them to identify themselves with right away. And they will also have a tablet on which you will be filling out your census if it gets to that point. So you should be able to identify them by both their tablet, their attire, and their government-issued ID.
Before we knew about the coronavirus, you had set up some dates to help people or maybe give out information if they needed help concerning the census. And we will, I guess, say strongly urge everyone to take note that this is very temporary because we do not know because of Corona whether these help times will be available. If you want to talk about ones that are scheduled.
Correct. So all I can speak to as far as the coronavirus right now is that there are currently no confirmed cases in Macoupin County. Therefore, we have not yet started canceling events that we have scheduled in April and May. April 1st being Census Day, most of our events are scheduled after that. So currently we have events scheduled almost every day in April and May at the clinics, Maple Street, Morgan Street Clinic, the libraries in the county, as well as census nights set up at all of the schools. So as of right now, you can find those dates and times on our Facebook page at the Macoupin County Public Health Department. And on that Facebook page, you will also find updates if we should have to cancel these events. If the limit on the people that we can have at each event is still 10 people, by that point, we will just kind of monitor it closely. We do want to get as many people to respond as possible. So we are trying to hold off on canceling events as long as we can.
And then finally, say someone does not have Facebook or whatever, is there another contact that they can call or something like that? What would that be?
Absolutely. So we have at the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, we have a census phone number that our census team can be reached at directly. The number is 217-839-7822. Again, it's 217-839-7822. And if we should not answer that call at any time, you can leave a voicemail and our census team, one of our members, will get to that and we can give you a call back if you leave your information for us.
Well, I'd like to thank Hannah Doty, Caitlin Fisher, and Marshall Hatley for joining us today on the Forum program. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.